സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം പേജ് 30 വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 28. നിർമ്മലോ നിശ്ചലോ നന്തഃ ശുദ്ധോഹമജരോ മരഃ നാഹം ദേഹോ ഹ്യസദ്രൂപഃ ജ്ഞാനമിത്യുച്യതേ ബുധൈഃ. There are people, two types. Some of them are wise, some of them are not wise. Wise regarding their Atma Swarupam, their real nature. The wise people making use of their life very intelligently. They are living intelligently, like you people. If I do not know my real nature and continuing my life, it is unintelligent way of living. So wise people are those people, those who are living intelligently. Otherwise people are ignorant people, are those people who are living unintelligently. This intelligence and unintelligence based on what? We are not talking about intelligence of anything, any other object in the world. Unintelligence with regard to any worldly object, we are not talking. If you don't know certain things in the world, nothing will happen. We don't know many things. Nothing will happen. It's not a great loss. But as a human being, when I am born, the basic responsibility is I have to know my real nature, who am I. Living without knowing that who am I, what type of living is it? Living continuously, hours, days, weeks, months, years, janmas. Living without knowing who am I. What type of living is that? Shastra is asking, you have to live, how, who are you, know yourself and live. That is why I call intelligently living, living intelligently. You cannot say, I don't know. You are supposed to know. Shastra provides the way how to know yourself. You have to approach that Shastra, and you have to approach a person who can unfold that Shastra. For what purpose? To know about my real nature. To know who am I. Without knowing who am I, and living continuously, day and night I am spending, means what? Meaningless life, that is not meaningful life, meaningless. Artham illada oru vaazhkai. There is no artha. Two meanings. Prayojanam, there is no prayojanam at all, there is no meaning at all in that life. Therefore, Shastra says, why you people are living like that? If you live like that, how much problem you are going to face. Just that ignorance will not leave you it gives you tremendous sorrow, insecurity, unhappiness, fear. That ignorance of your nature makes your life miserable, not ordinary miserable. That misery is so powerful, it drags you somewhere you don't know where you are, what you are doing. That is why people always question, what am I doing at the age of 80? What I have done, what I have achieved. That time you question, what is the use? That question should come at the age of 18, not at the age of 80. But generally people get that time only. So next birth. Therefore you have to get very early age, then further life is very much meaningful. Therefore Shankaracharya in this Aparokshanubhuti he says, all of you know your real nature by just doing some discriminative knowledge, viveka. What you are not. If you are this, this is Atma Swarupam. What is that Atma Swarupam? You are Atma, you are the Self. What is this Self? What is the nature of the Self? By knowing the nature of the Self itself, you recognize that I am free from all problems. What I am thinking about me, I have mortality, I have old age, I have disease, I have this problem, I have that problem. Shastra says, you don't have any problem at all. Then who am I? You are free from problems. You are so beautiful, you are so wonderful, you are so excellent. You are the substratum, you are the source, you are the master, you are the king of this crown of this creation. You are not the creature of this creation, you are the crown of the creation. No need of kiritam. You are already wearing kiritam. Okay? You are crown of the creation, not creature. How I am the crown of the creation? Look at your nature, who you are. Nirmalaha. You are thinking, I have a lot of dirt, I have a lot of impurity, I have this impurity, that impurity. Because you are taking yourself a body mind. Body mind is having impurity. But you are not body mind, you are pure nirmalaha, mala rahitaha. You are pure Atman. Impurity cannot touch. Even every bit of impurity cannot touch it, the Atma. That type of nature, one day or other, kuncham impurity can come and touch it, join with Atma. Never. Impossible. That is impossible. Such a pure Atman I am, nirmalaha, nischalaha, I am chalana rahitaha, because I am all pervading. I need not move anywhere, everything moves in me. I am nischalaha, all chalanam are going on in me, who is nischalaha. Body is chalaha. I am nischalaha. So all bodies are moving in me, who is steady. All unsteady bodies are moving in steady me, the Atman. All unsteady bodies, they are all moving in me, the one who is having steady, nischalaha. Anantaha. All limited bodies, finite bodies are in me, who is infinite, limitless. Anantaha means endless, limitless, infinitude. I am infinite. all bodies are finite. All finite things are in me who is infinite. All finite bodies are in me, the infinite. Therefore, I am not in the body, really speaking. Since I am all pervading, all bodies are in me, therefore as though I am in the bodies, people are taking like that. Since I am all pervading, I am in the body also. Not in the body, I am available in the body also. If I say in the body, I am confined, but I am available in the body. Shuddhaha, I am pure. Shuddhaha, what is the difference between Nirmalaha and Shuddhaha? You can take Stula Shariram and Sukshma Shariram, both, two ways. Nirmalaha at Sukshma Shariram level, Shuddhaha means at body level. Body is Ashuddham, walking toilet. I Malabhandagaram unnaru, Pustaka Bhandagaram, where all books are available, it is called Pustaka Bhandagaram. Where all malam is available, it is called Malabhandagaram, our own body. However much you apply perfumes, powder, snow, scent, attar, so much, that itself indicates I am Malabhandagaram. Indirectly you are telling my body is having impurity, malam, therefore I want to prevent that. I want to hide it. That itself shows, otherwise how perfumes are thriving? They are thriving because that itself indicates ashuddhaha, shariram ashuddhaha, manas raga dvesha, bhaya, ignorance. Ignorance itself is called malam. I, the Atma, I am free from ignorance originally. Ignorance is in me. I am illumining the ignorance. I am Nirmalaha. Malam, the ignorance, ajnanam itself is a malam. Like that you can take. Ajnanam at antahkarana level, malam. Therefore all ajnanis are impure or not now? Impure, impure. Jnanis are alone, pure. Body level, mind level or Atma level? Atma level. Jnani's body also impure only. Since he disidentify or she disidentify from the body, disclaim the body, claiming Atma, they are pure. Shuddhaha. Aham, you join to every adjective. Aham Nirmalaha, Aham Nischalaha, Aham Anantaha. Otherwise we go on telling, we are experts in saying, Brahman Atma is Nirmalaha, Atma is Nischalaha, Atma is Anantaha. You have to say, learn to say Aham. Aham Nichalaha, Nirmalaha, Anantaha, Shuddhaha. Aham Ajaraha, free from old age. Jara means old age. If I identify myself with the body, physical body, I am afraid of old age. I am afraid of wrinkles. I am afraid of white hair. I am afraid of what not. Beauty parlors are thriving street to street everywhere. Indicates what? People are afraid of old age. Otherwise, why beauty parlor? Tell me. Why beauty parlor? Old age is bound to come anyhow. You want to cover it. You want to cover that old age. That means what? I don't like my old age. I want to look young. You look more old if you go to beauty parlor. You look more old if you go to beauty parlor. People do not know that secret. Therefore, Ajaraha, I am ageless. I am ageless. Where is the question of old age? Youth, childhood, boyhood, all belongs to body only. Therefore, ajaraha, aham amaraha, I am immortal. Amaraha means immortal, deathless, free from death. Body alone has got death. Therefore, I need not afraid of death. That body undergoes its modification. Vardhate, viparanamate, apakshiyate, vinashyate. Be ready for that also, last booking. Last vikara also bound to come to this body. No one can avoid. Even Bhagavan even takes avatara, he has to drop his body. But whereas Atma, I the self, original, I am, my nature is Atma, I am immortal, I am free from mortality. That is why that sloka, Mrityorma Amritangamaya. Oh God, lead us from mortality to immortality, means what? I have the notion, I am mortal, that notion. Please remove that notion from my mind. Removing that notion from your mind is called immortality. The moment you remove the notion that I am mortal, the moment you drop that notion, you are immortal. Immortality is not a thing to come in time, particular time. Now also you are immortal. Just you drop the body identity, deha, abhimana, you are immortal. If you have deha, abhimana, deha, tadatmyam, deha, adhyasa, you are mortal. Just notional correction, cognitive change. Amaraha, aham amaraha, niridhyasana slokas, all this. Therefore, na aham asak. Asadrupaha dehaha, non-existence body, this is only appearance. It is a conglomeration of some chemicals, bundle of chemicals, all put together, five elements. After panchikaranam, grossification, they have converted into this matter. What type of matter is this matter? Grossified matter. Mind is another grossified, refined matter. Matter is doesn't matter. Understand, this is a matter. To say this is matter, doesn't matter, I have to use this matter. To say I am not this matter, body, mind complex, it doesn't matter, even it has got old age, birth, death, it doesn't matter. To say this, to understand this, I have to use this, or I have to keep this body matter useful to claim. This body matter is useful to claim, to own up. Asadrupaha shariram aham na asmi dehaha asadrupaha. It is only a matter, different modification. Therefore, this is called what? Jnanam iti uchyate. Who says? Budhaihi. By wise people, this is said to be the knowledge. This knowledge alone is real knowledge, ultimate knowledge. Next shloka. 29th shloka. Svadehe shobhanam santam purushakhyam cha sammatam kim murkha shunyam atmanam dehatitam karoshi bhoh. Bho murkha, last word, bho. போஹோ சம்ஸ்கிருதம், இங்கிலீஷ் ஓன்னு அர்த்தம். ஓ ஹெச், ஓ மூர்க்கா, ஓ டல் விட்டட் பர்சன். When this ajaraha amaraha achyutaha atma, such atma I never experience, such atma doesn't exist. I know only body mind complex. That atma which is imperishable, immortal, pure, who says that atma exists? Therefore I say it is shunyam. Suppose you say like that, how can you say like that? Shankaracharya asking, bho murkha, atmanam dehatitam kim shunyam karoshi. You are converting this atma, which is solid substance, substratum of this universe, you are telling this atma is shunyam, it's not existent. How foolish you are. This atma, look into the first line, bho murkha, first, second line, he is addressing the person. Swadehe shobhanam santam, this atma, you cannot say it is shunyam, it is empty, it is void, it is non-existence, you should not say, because swadehe, in your own body, swadehe, swa means your own, dehe, in your own body, yo vedanihitam guhayam. Taittiriya Upanishad lo it says, atma is in your own heart. Swadehe shobhanam, shobhanam means adhishtana rupena, adhishtanam substratum for all experiences. Atma which makes this body mangalam, shivam, mangalam, shantam, shivam, advaitam. Shobhanam means mangalam. How it makes the mangalam body? It makes body mangalam means by giving the substantiality to this body, adhishtanam for all experiences. This body is able to do all functions. Because of whom? Because of this atma only. Shobhanam santam, it is being there in your own body, it is available, named as purushakhyam. Purushakhyam cha sammatam, it is known as, called as, it is accepted by all shruti, smruti, purana, by all our scriptural statements, sammatam what? Purushakhyam. This atma is known as purushaha. Because puri, shete, puri means shariram, puram means shariram, shaha means indweller. Indweller of the body is called purushaha. Who is the indweller? Atma, chaitanyam. Purushakhyam, akhya means known as, by name. Purusha by name. Sammatam. Atma has got the Purusha name, which is very, very suitable, apt name for Atma. Purushaha name. Because it resides in the body. Puram shete. Puri shete. Shaha, the indweller, therefore Atma can have the name Purushaha. Purushaha means male, it's not the meaning here. Purushaha means Atma. Such an Atma, how can you take it as shunyam? Such Atma, tam Atmanam dehatitam. It is beyond body. Deha atitam. Atitam means don't take space wise, beyond, inside the body. Beyond the body means what? It is immanent. It is immanent at the same time transcends. Immanent means available in the body, at the same time it is not touched by the body. That's called transcends. That is called atitam. Deha atitam. Deha is vyavaharikam satyam. Atma, I, the consciousness, am paramarthika satyam. Therefore, aham atitaha. Deha atitam. He bho, kim shunyam karoshi. How can you convert this atma into shunyam? Such an atma available inside you. You are that. It is like saying, I don't have tongue now. One person is telling, I don't have tongue. To say I don't have tongue, you must have tongue. Otherwise you are tongue. To say also you need tongue. How can you say you don't have tongue? It's saying like that only. Atma is not there. Who is telling Atma is not there is Atma only. What a foolish person. Atma engirukappanu solravanda Atma. How fun, no, it is. People are talking. Where is God? God is Satchidananda Swarupam. You are the Satchidananda. Asking where is God? See, if you are ignorant about your nature, you question where is God. Being God, you are originally as Sat and Chit, and forgetting your nature and questioning where is God. Is Veda? என்ன சொல்லணும் எனக்கு? வடிகட்டின முட்டாள் அப்படி சொல்லுவான். கடவுளே இல்லையா? யார் சொல்ற இந்த கடவுள்? கடவுள் அப்படி தெரியாமல் God worship is meant to recognize you are God. You means not body mind complex. Your original nature is Atmaswarupam. Where the Vedic teaching, where people are, where the world is, in the name of religion, in the name of God, they are killing people just like that. They are killing people. What a madness, no? Is it not mad? Instead of recognizing one's own divinity, holding on to that nama rupa, in the name of God, in the name of religion, they are killing people. Na, evvalu murkhatvam adu. What a fanaticism, what a madness. Humanness also not there. Tell me, where are devils? Where are people, evil minded people? Na, animal man to man, man to divine man. Swami Chinmayananda says, one has to cross from animal nature to man nature to divine nature. One has to attain. See, if you don't have knowledge, if you don't know your real nature, you are harmful to the society. Understand? Person is one way or other is harmful to the society. Ignorant, ordinary ignorant people, small way is harmful. Totally ignorant person, mad person is the greatest harm. Very, very harmful. Therefore what? Understand your real nature. Next shloka 30. Svatmanam shrunu murkhatvam. Shrutya yukya cha purusham. தேஹாதீதம் சதாகாரம் சுதுர்தர்ஷம் பவாத்ருஷே. The very knower of shunyam is the self atma. The very knower of shunyam, who is knowing the shunyam? That knower itself is awareness. The awareer of shunyam is the awareness, is atma. Okay, now look into this shloka. Svatmanam shrunu, he murkha. Shrunu, may you listen. Tvam shrunu. May you listen. What? Svatmanam, your own self. Purusham, that Svatma, which is named as Purusha because it is the indweller of the body mind complex, how you should reason? Shrutya yukya, through scriptural teaching, yukya by logic, along with logic. Don't do shushka tarka. You can use tarka, logic, but that logic along with shruti. Shruti sammata tarka dvara, make use of yukti and make use of shruti and understand your real nature. How many people are coming, how many people are listening, how many people are interested? Very rare, very rare. Those who are not coming at all, very vishyam. Those who are coming also, they are not showing total interest. After coming also, they are managing not to own up. What to say? Pashyannapi na pashyati. Shrutya yuktya purusham svatmanam shrunu. May you go to class and ardham. Shankaracharya is asking, go to class. Listen from your teacher. She is talking about Upanishadic teaching, Bhagavad Gita. All you have to listen. For what purpose? Dehatitam sadakaram svatmanam. May you know about that Atma which is dehatitam, beyond body. Don't take this body. He is negating the lokayatikas. Dehame Atma. Khavo, pivo, maja karo, enjoy as long as you live. Make use of this body to enjoy. What we are telling? Make use of this body to own up. What they are saying? Charvaka like people. Make use of this body. Why you are not eating this and that? Why you are not wearing that dress, this dress? Why you are not enjoying everything? You are unintelligent fellow. They say like that. We are not unintelligent. They are only unintelligent. We are smart. Illa smartphone, smart cities, illa vandhen irukkiliyo. Inge paathana smart cities varudhu. So, we are the smarter than smartest. Who? Vedantic students. Who are the seekers of moksha, who are all going to become seers. They are all only intelligent people. Dehatitam sadakaram, always it is of the nature of. Akaram means here nature. It is of the nature of sat. It is pure existence. Sada sat akaram. Pure existence is its nature. You cannot know that pure existence without nama rupa. Existence plus nama rupa, existence plus nama rupa, existence plus nama rupa. So through every nama rupa experience you understand that sat. Book is, mic is, fan is, house is, I is, you should not say. Okay. I am, he is, she is. So easiness, satta, recognize that. Sadakaram. Dehatitam, it is not part of the body, property of the body, it is pervading all over the body, called as Purusha. That Atma enlivens this body, survive even after the fall of the body. Dehatitam. But for you it is difficult. Sudurdarsham. Durdarsham. It is very difficult for you to recognize. Sudurdarsham. Bhavadrishe. Such you. You are denying. Atma is shunyam. Atma is not there. God is not there. You are telling all these words. Let's say such type of you. Bhavadrishe. For such type of you. It is difficult. It is difficult because you are not using shruti and yukti and just talking. Therefore, hold on to Shruti and Yukti all the time. Not holding on to only Guru, holding on to books, holding on to CDs. People are holding on to all these things except Yukti Shruti, not entering inside. Because ahankaram vittadane, ahankaram vidrathu romba kashtam. Ahankara, this I notion, my notion, people cannot drop so easily. Just we read books is not sufficient. That's why yukti is also required. You have to use your buddhi. Yuktya shrutya purusham tam atmanam shrunu. May you listen. Sadakaram dehatitam atmanam. For you, such a type of you, it is difficult. If you listen properly through Shastra, you can understand. Next shloka. Now, from 31 onwards up to 33, yuktitaha yuktya atmanatma viveka. Yuktya atma deha viveka or atma anatma viveka. Yuktya. After 3 shlokas, he goes to the shrutya. Through Shruti Pramana. Therefore, this teaching is very, very systematic, very clear. Either we take Shruti Pramanam or we take Yukti Pramanam. Shruti Sammata Tarkadvara. We should not say just like statements, vague statements we don't want. We have a Pramanam. This is, clip is yellow color. How can you say? Just like it is yellow color. My eyes are pramana. My eyes are telling, reporting, this is yellow, lemon color, yellow, light lemon, yellow. How do you know? Just like I say, just like you say, you cannot say like that. Since my eyes are clearly watching, experiencing its color, they are pramanam. Therefore, I rely upon my eyes. Similarly, with regard to atma, also you have to take use of pramanam. Yukti pramanam, shruti pramanam, later anubhava pramanam also comes. Look into the shloka. Aham shabdena vikhyatam eka eva stitah paraham kadam syadeha kaspuman. Lokayatikaha, charvakaha, these people take this physical body as atma. Other than this physical body, after the death, who knows where is this person is going, who knows? We know only body. Body is be all and end all. With this body, everything ends. Like that people, when they talk, Shankaracharya is refuting them. There is atma other than this physical body. You have to accept yuktitaha. Now he presents. First difference he is giving, deha and atma difference. Atma ekaha, dehaha, sarirani anekani. Bodies are many, atma is one. Aham shabdena vikhyataha ekaha eva sitaha paraha. Aham shabdena, this atma is the vachyam. Atma shabda vachyam is aham, aham, I am, I am. I is singular. I is singular, ekavachanam. Ekaha, aham, aham, aham. Aham shabdena vikhyataha. Vikhyataha means revealed. Revealed as one, ekaha eva. Therefore, when all of us we say, aham, aham, I. How many I's are there? One only. That I, what you are telling is Atma originally. That Atma I am telling I also only originally one. So that Atma and this Atma, don't say two Atmas, two I's. You are one I, I am one I. No. Not E by E I, okay? I am the I. That I is singular. Ekavachanam. All the time. All the time, ekavachanam only. Ekaha. Paraha sthitaha. Paraha means beyond. Sthitaha, it is existing. Sthitaha, known as ekaha sthitaha asti. Whereas sthulaha, sthulatvam anekatam praptaha dehaka syat dehakaha puman. This deha, dehakaha means that kapratyam, dehakaha means its smallness, indicates its limitation. Qualitatively, it is small, inferior. It is inferior. Kuschitarthe kapratyaha. Body is so limited, so much finite it is. It is sthulatvam anekatam. Many bodies are there. How the puman dehakaha syat? How this purusha can be embodied? Purusha can never be embodied. All bodies are within purusha. Purusha is not embodied. Puman kaha dehakaha syat? Katham dehakaha syat? How this purusha can have this body? Bodies are many. Purusha is only one. Purusha is only one. Who is this purusha? Atma. Aham atma purushaha ekaha dehaha vahuni. So many bodies are there. Sthula sthulatvam anekata means all gross bodies are many. Praptaha, when it is very much evident. Praptaha means very much evident, very clear. We are seeing so many bodies, so many species. All species, 84 lakhs of species, 84 lakhs of varieties of bodies. So, sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahitaha, ekaha means one homogeneous. I am Atma. Vijatiya, there are no different species like Atmas. Only one jati. Atma jati da, only one. But human species are different from animal species. Animal species are different from bird species. Vijati. Even human beings, sajati. Human beings, ladies are different, males are different. In human beings itself, there are different human beings. As sajati. Like that, among between so many atmas, alukur atma, jivatma, jivatma, bheda, they are taught sajatiya bheda. It is not there. Atma ekaha. No sajatiya bheda, no vijatiya bheda. But swagata bheda also not possible. Internal differences. Swagata bheda. It is not there in the sloka. Ekaha meaning I am telling all this. Sajatiya bheda is not there. Swagata bheda means internal differences. One human being having legs, hands, nose, eyes, so many internal parts, differences are there. Like that in Atma, are there any internal differences? No internal differences. Only Atma ekaha swagata bheda rahitaha. That is why vijatiya, sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahitaha, ekaha, atma, ahamasmi. Katham syat dehakaha? How this puman dehakaha bhavati? Katham? Aham drashtrutaya siddhaha. Deho drishyataya sthitaha. Mamayamiti nirdeshat kadham syad deha kah puman. The second line, last, the second quarter is same in three slokas. Other slokas also. Katham puman deha kaha syat. How this purusha can be embodied really? Body is only allowing the atma to manifest. Atma is not having this body of its own. No connection at all. Now the second difference between atma and deha is giving. Atma is drashtra, seer, knower, drashta, atma. Drashtrutaya means as observer, as sakshi, as knower, as experiencer. Siddha, it is available. Deha tu drishyataya sthitaha. Body is remaining as drishyam, as an object of experience. Drishyam means object, object of experience. Drishyataya means as an object of experience. Are you experiencing your body? Yes, I am experiencing my body. So I the experiencer, drashta, the subject, body is object, it is experienced by me. Therefore, drashta is different from drishyam. Drishyataya. So, drashta drishya vivekaha. Drashta drishya bhedaha. Dehaha drishyam, atma drashta. Aham drashta, dehaha aham pashyami. I am observing this body. Therefore, mamayamiti nirdeshat. How you are using the word nirdeshat means referring to this body. Mama, I am. This is my body you are referring to. My body you are referring to. That itself shows what? You are not the body. This is my body you are telling. Mamayam. I am. This body is mama. It's mine. That itself indicates body is not you. Body is different. Body is drashta. Body is drishyam. Aham drashta. This is the second difference. So first difference, ekaha anekaha bheda. Second difference, drashta drishyam bhedaha. Then third difference, savikara nirvikara bheda. These are all we saw previous shlokas also. He is putting in a different format, that's all. Different language. Let's say I am going fast because you know very well. Aham vikara heenastu. Deho nityam vikaravan. Iti pratiyate sakshat. Katham syadeha kaspuman. Aham vikara heenaha. I am changeless. Vikara means change. Heenaha means absence of change, modificationless. Vikara heenaha or aham nirvikaraha. Free from vikara. Dehaha tu, whereas dehaha, nityam vikaravan, all the time, nityam, all the time, vikaravan, undergoing a change, modification. Nityam, every day we are becoming older, older, older. Changing, body is changing, brain is also changing. Cells are changing. Every minute, every second, lot of modifications are going. But some changes we are seeing, some changes we are not seeing. That's all. Our buddhi also not like that those days. Body level change, buddhi level change, mind level change. Iti pratiyate sakshat, directly. Sakshat, directly you are experiencing pratiyate. Directly you are experiencing are directly experienced by all of us, by everyone. What? Body is changing one. I am not changing. Changing body, knower must be changeless. If I am also changing, who knows the change? Someone must be there who is not changing to know the changing body. Balyadishu pijagradadishu, balya, yavana, kaumara, all this. Dehinosmim yadha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. Therefore, I am the same one knowing all changes in the body. Kadam deha kaha syataham puman. How this Purusha can be, is embodied. Body is different, I am different. Next shloka. I am continuously. That's why scientists are always having this question. Who is the one continuously experiencing this body? What is that continuous entity they are trying to know? They are all still trying. Yasmat paramite shrutya. Taya purusha lakshanam. Vinirnitam vimudhena. Katham syadeha kaspuman. Now from 34th shloka here onwards up to 37, shrutya sula sharira atma vivekaha. Shrutya, by the support of Vedic teaching, shastra, three verses yukti dvara sula deha atma purusha vichara. Now four verses, Shrutya, even Shruti also supporting my own teaching, my logical understanding. I see in Shruti also talking the same thing. Yasmat param, it is a quotation. Yasmat param, up to there we will put in within inverted commas. Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Shrutya means here, Shvetashvatara Upanishad is taken. In that Shruti, it is said, 3rd chapter, 9th mantra, Yasmat paramiti Shrutya, Taya Purusha Lakshanam, through that Shruti, Taya means Shrutya, by that Shruti mantra. Purusha lakshanam, purusham, what is the description of purusha? We come to know through that Shvetashvatara Upanishad mantra. That mantra runs like this. Yasmat param na paramasti kinchit yasman naniyo nasyayo sikastit. And yasmat param, the first two words, Acharya took here. Vrikshaivastabdodivitishthatyekastenedam purnam purushena sarvam. When sannyasi is coming, na karmana na prajaya, later that mantra comes. So, not here, in another mantra. So, in Narayanavalli also it comes, Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Purusha word is used. Purusha is param, beyond, transcends, immanent. In the body, at the same time, atitam, transcends. Why? Immanent and transcend, how is it possible? The variable bodies, the non-variable purusha, immanent in all bodies, vyavaharika satyam, all bodies. Atma is paramarthika satyam. Therefore, transcends Satta Vedam. Order of realities, two different orders of reality. That's why transcends. Therefore, Vyavaharikataya Atma is available here, but body cannot touch the Atma, the Purusha, Paramanar. Vinirnitam Vimudhena, here Vimudhena means Jnanina. Vigataha Mudha, Mudabhavaha Yasmat Tena. From whom the Mudabhava left, no? From whom the Mudabhava has gone by such a person, Vimudhena, the one who is free from dullness, ignorance and artham. One who is free from dullness or ignorance. Vimudhena, by the wise person and artham. Vinirnitam, visheshena, nishchayena, nirnitam, confirmed, confounded. Confirmed by this wise person after studying long time from a competent teacher, a live teacher. You are all good students, remembering. A live teacher, consistently. That's a vinirnitam. It's not a joke to conform to this decision, no? Determination, born out of knowledge. Virinitam vimudhena. Katham puman dehakaha syat. How this purusha, atma, can be dehakaha, embodied. This body can be atma? Body, how can it be atma? Therefore, don't take body is only a tool, an instrument for Atma to manifest. I, the consciousness, existence, principle, manifesting through this body, matter. That is the meaning. Virinnitam vimudhena. Vimudhena, don't take mudha. Okay. Vimudhena, wise person. Takna mudha ne varo. Vimudhena. Generally, this type of usage, first time we are listening, no? Vimudhena. Enna mudha, mudha, listening, listening. Visheshena mudha also sometimes you say. Vadikettina muttaalaki visheshena mudha also we say. But here, vigata. Vigata means free from. Mudha, mudhatvam, gone. That is the meaning we have to take. More in the next class. पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ